Blog Talk Radio.
Now you got
Hello and welcome to Socially Savvy, broadcasting live from Gunnar Nordstrom's gallery here in Bellevue, the social epicenter of downtown Bellevue. I'm your host, LB Duchess, with co-host Michael Kotzman, our food and wine ambassador.
Oh.
Our newest addition to our team, who is going to get to be with us hopefully once a month, Lily Verlaine.
Hello.
And then our guest host, Kathy of O Wine.
Hello.
Is that sounding loud enough?
Mm-hmm.
I say we need some adjustments. Yes.
There
we go. Much better. Well, welcome everybody.
Hello.
We're very excited to have you back on, Kathy. I know that we had done a show here before with both you and Dathan. Unfortunately, our technical difficulties. We think everybody did not get to hear that show.
It was.
But we wanted to have you back on the show and. Because we really love what O-Wine does, and you guys are just doing it big time. So
thank you. We appreciate it.
We're very excited. So today's show is brought to you by Cascade Ice Beverages, 2-calorie, sugar-free flavored sparkling water. Okay, Mr. Michael, what are we starting off with?
Well, it looks like we're going to start off with a little Chardonnay action, and I'll have Kathy talk to us a little bit about the Chardonnay that she's wonderfully representing here.
Okay, let me just get into the particulars. There, I hear me now.
Yes.
So, I'll just tell you a little bit about the first, right?
Well, let's do that.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I was going to go right into that, but that's actually a good idea.
Yeah, so O stands for opportunity, and my bestest friend was from 22 years, Stacey Lill, and I started this winery in 06 over many glasses of wine, by the way. And it was really around education and charity that the wine concept came to be. So with opportunity comes education, at least we believe. So with 100% of the net profits from O-Wine, we fund scholarships for low-income kids that are going beyond high school.
Wow, that's awesome.
I love that story.
It's more fun every time I talk about it, too. And as we talk about it, the scholarships continue to grow. So we were only at 34 scholarships last year, and I believe by the end of this year, with the holiday push, we'll be at 40.
Oh, wow. That's the stuff, you know, particularly in this day and age when everybody's struggling so hard, and you see two different kinds of things going on. You see people who recess back and become very selfish and I have to survive, and then you see people out there pushing and giving more of themselves than maybe they really can afford to. But the benefits and the relationships that are built from that are just leaps and bounds over what anybody can even really describe. Mm-hmm. So companies like you that are out there that are setting the pace and setting the example, I mean, wow.
Well, we love that. And in fact, I know that we have set an example for some of the other wineries. Just recently, Stacey and I were in Gig Harbor doing an event, and it was a food and wine event. And usually, we're the only ones that are donating money for any charities. And there were two wineries within our cluster that were donating money towards their charities, which I just thought was fantastic.
That is. That is really fantastic. We love it.
Yeah, it's kind of very unusual to be operating from a place like that. Mm-hmm. And so even the name of your wine is so abundant and exciting.
Well, not only that, but, you know, I got to throw my two cents in here, is that, you know, it's a great cause, but when you have a great product to represent a great cause.
Oh, yeah.
Then that makes it even better. So, you know, I think you guys are doing wonderful things at O-Wine. The product is amazing. The people are amazing. You girls are amazing. And not only that, but it's so cool to see you guys. You're out a lot, and you represent your brand. Branding is big, and you represent your company very well.
Yeah.
And I think that the fact that you outreach to your company, the people out there who really need it, and in a time that people really need that helping hand, is huge. And I think that's just, I commend you and what you guys do.
Well, thank you. And we could have never thought that this economy would be as poor as it has been since we started. It's really the worst time to ever start a company. And it turned out to be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys created such a blessing in what you were doing, and I think it just follows. You know, and then you get the formal accolades, which, yes, I'm going to bring up again here about in April. It's a big congrats on being on the cover of Fortune 5 magazine.
Yeah.
For She's the Boss. And, you know, it was really, it was that I like that particular addition because when you're, you know, I started this show and I really didn't have a real clue of where I was going with it. I just knew I had something to say and I wanted other people to share what they had to say. And I started the show and then I met you guys and then I saw your cover and that is what really inspired me to go, okay, you know what? I can take a shot at this. I can run for this and run at this. So
I have to.
So I have to tell you, you know, it's those types of things that, you know, you guys make such a huge difference.
Thank you. You know, the children that we support, part of it is the mentorship. And I can't tell you how much more we get back from what we're doing than what we're giving. We work a lot, but every time we get to talk to these kids and hear their stories and see their progress through their educational endeavors, it's just like, okay, I'm done. Put it work in me.
Oh, my God.
It's awesome.
Well, tell us a little bit about the Chardonnay, because what inspired it, because it is
such a... Well, in fact, you know, it was an inspiration. What we did is we did a lot of research. Stacey and I had about 6 focus groups of different demographics of women. And the reason women is because 72-3% of all wine purchased in grocery stores is purchased by women. And so that was our target market audience for the Chardonnay. And we wanted to make sure that what we were producing was overproducing. We wanted it to be the best it could be at a low price point. And so these focus groups gave us literally the recipe for the Chardonnay because we asked women, what are you looking for in a Chardonnay? What are you looking for in a wine label? And so the combination of the information we got from that survey is how we developed the wine.
Wow. See, again, I did not remember that from the last time we talked. That just is, you kind of took the whole concept and literally embraced everything around you. It wasn't you, it was what you hooked up with.
Well, and we knew that we needed to be successful. And so we didn't want to come from a point of non-information. So we really, for about a year, we did the research necessary to ensure success. Of course, the wine business, you're never going to ensure success. But the flavor profile is a cross between Crown and Rombauer. So if you're familiar with those two Chardonnays, we were trying to go somewhere in the middle. We did not want an overly oaked Chardonnay, and that is why many non-Chardonnay drinking folks love our Chardonnay.
It's really an elegant wine. I feel like I could sit here and look at this beautiful art and talk to you and drink it for a really long time, or enjoy it with a lovely meal. Fabulous.
I got a question for you, Kathy. So these focus groups, do you still have these focus groups? Do you still get feedback on wine? Because I know that wine follows a fashion trend. And, you know, at one point, people love oak in their Chardonnay. You know, I still remember my first Chardonnays in California were so oak that they actually looked like Cheetos. The Cheeto color was like almost like an orange color.
We talked about that.
And, but it's true. I mean, you know, you've seen those, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And in fact, you know, there are some oaked Chardonnays that are absolutely delicious.
Yep.
However, to your point, we are getting a lot of feedback from many people, not just women, but men love our Chardonnay as well. And what we're seeing is the trend is still going towards the un-oaked Chardonnay, so we're still on target. Now, if that changes, we'll change too.
Now, do you ever have, because it depends on my mood, because sometimes I like, you know, I don't want an oak Chardonnay, but if I'm having a grilled salmon, I want an oak Chardonnay. But if I'm just doing a seafood saute, I don't want oak in my Chardonnay. So, you know, it just depends, I guess.
We go for the people that drink a bottle a night with no food.
But I do love the Chardonnay.
I do love the Chardonnay.
Yeah. I like that one.
We're constantly telling you
more than that. You know, this is guilt-free drinking because you're drinking to education. And they're like, oh, well, then I'll have the king.
Yeah.
That's what I love about it.
I love it. Okay, so, well, we're going to bounce a little bit into, actually, because of the topic of the show is being socially art-savvy. And we're going to be talking about art, obviously, the Grilling Gallery and artist expression, because we have one of, I would consider, the premier artist expressions in burlesque sitting with us here today. It's true. I want to talk about the artistic expression in wine. I think a lot of people overlook, you know, we tie wine in a lot with art because, you know, wine events tend to have, you know, nice appetizers and good quality wines attached to them. But wine as an artistic expression is, I think, in the truest sense of the word, definitely follows it with that in how it's created in the mind and where it comes from, the heart.
Well, absolutely. And when you talk about the heart, that's really the place where Stacey and I come from, because this is our baby, and it had to be just so. So we have the best winemakers around helping us to ensure that we have the correct flavor profile that we're looking for. It is such an art. One thing that I've seen in the wine business is that so many of these artists don't have that kind of business acumen that's needed to
round it out.
Yeah, to push them to the next level. And that's okay too, because some winemakers are just in it for 50 cases or 100 cases. We want to have an artful wine with a cause.
Yeah.
And so 50 cases isn't going to fund any scholarships, so we do have to go towards, you know, the higher numbers.
What's even more difficult is, you know, the consistency you guys put out, you know, in your wine. Very, very consistent, and to be consistent year after year, depending on what, you know, no matter what growing season is going on, whatever external, you know, environments that are going on, which is a lot. Winemaker has a lot shouldered on, and there's so many things that can go wrong. It does go wrong, and to be consistent every year, it's just a feather in your hat. Because, I mean, again, it's your product that really, truly every year, I know without a doubt. I can go down no matter what year it is, the Chardonnay. I know it's always going to taste good. I know what kind of flavor profile is going to come through on it. So I can plan ahead. If I'm doing a menu or a dinner, I know exactly what I'm going to pair with that wine. And that makes life so much easier.
Yeah, I love that.
You know, I would love to know if you had to equate your wine to a painting. Like, what painting would this wine be?
Oh, I like that. Are we contemporary?
It's not Van Gogh.
A big old mess up close.
I think we are the wedding that painted the wine bottles out here. I think that's our art.
Oh, yeah. He did such a fabulous job. Actually, there's a painting that he did that has a relation to you guys.
Yes, and that's why I mentioned that Kelly is the artist.
Yeah.
And what he designed is a bottle with the little Sellers on it.
Yeah.
And my business partner, Stacy's husband, is one of the owners of the Lil.
And
right.
Trust me, if you haven't had the Lil, that is art.
Okay.
Oh,
it is serious. A bit different price point than what
John
yeah.
Smith, but man, that is art in the bottle, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Delicious.
So you would equate yourself to Kelly.
Yeah, sounds good.
I love it. Okay, well, we're going to bounce into some of our news that is up and coming, and our lovely host here is going to tell us about what's going on socially.
Heads up, Seattle Magazine is taking votes for their best of 2011. Vote for your favorite salons, stylists, bars, restaurants, doggy daycares, lingerie shops, and more. Go to seattlemag.com/best-2011-ballot. Everybody got that? To submit your favorite places and people. Who are our favorites? Eye Candy Boutique in Kirkland, Gunnar Nordstrom's Gallery in Bellevue, where we are right now, Daniel's Broiler for Best Steakhouse, Black Bottles Poster in Bellevue for New Place, Erica Connell for Best Hairstylist, Diana Smith for Best Desserts, and Tinkabella for Best Cupcakes.
And I think you know who we're going to pick in for one.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay, so this last week, some of the events that came up, there was Lauren Conrad, the star of Laguna Beach and The Hills, made a personal appearance on Thursday at the Savvy Department within Nordstrom's Bellevue from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. If you purchase a pair of her paper crown denim, which was her new denim line, you are invited to a private event to meet and have a photograph taken with her. I popped in to sneak a peek and saw a charming lady excited to meet and greet everyone. Hats off to her and her success. The reason I wanted to bring this up is because Seattle has always been kind of coined as the lacking epicenter of artistic expression and fashion. And we are changing that because music-wise, we were an epicenter for a long time, and then it kind of faded away. And now you have some of the best artists starting to come out of here. I mean, and I hate to say it, but our wine pretty much rocks worldwide. So,
people are starting to come here and experience who we are and what we have to offer.
And in all forms of art.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, this last Saturday, Stacy and I did an event at the Boathouse for Dale Chihuly and Billy O.
Oh, wow.
And it was for the CIS, which is the Seattle International Film Festival.
Oh,
and
nice.
They brought a huge crowd in. We did the tasting. They had a little auction and event. It was,
oh, that's awesome.
It was fantastic. So you're seeing a lot more of the art coming to Seattle, which is really cool.
Well, we had them back in the mid to late 80s. I know because I ended up being on a movie because there was so much stuff going on. I was in high school and, you know, they were looking for people because they couldn't find people. And so a bunch of us got in on that. And then Canada opened up their doors. And I can't remember, there was another state that opened up and we kind of fell by the wayside for a while.
And the name of the movie you were in was?
Oh, geez. They changed the name of the movie. I think you only saw my feet in it. It was like a plaid. It was something about being plaid, and it was a detective movie. I just remember staying up till 3, 4 in the morning, waiting to do one scene over and over and over again. Anybody who thinks this movie business is romantic, no, it's a lot of sitting around. So, yes, very excited to start having more personal appearances. So companies like Nordstrom and a lot of these different venues are going to be doing all kinds of events. So keep your eyes and ears open. We're going to try to keep everybody updated on a bunch of fun stuff coming in. Downtown Bellevue website did a great write-up on football and where you can watch it in town. So here's their list. 520 Bar and Grill, Earl's, Joey's in Bellevue, Lot Number 3, Lucky Strike, Munch Bar, The Parlor, Rock Bottom, Brewery, The Spot off Main. A couple places they missed were Daniel Spoiler's Vintage Lounge, which they always have the best games up on the big screen. And for those of you gentlemen and ladies who happen to love football that are being drugged through Nordstrom's on a Sunday, I happen to be one of them who's usually working, every TV in Nordstrom's will have the games on. So while you're being drugged around shopping, you can enjoy the games as well. Yeah. Have at it. Come in and get your game on at any of those local restaurants and systems. So we have the suite that is going to be opening soon, and the reason I know it's opening soon is because it opens on Friday. It's not open to the public yet. It has a very adult feel to it. We're very excited to finally have a place in Bellevue that it caters more towards a demographic of socializing, adult, kind of more of a laid back. The music has kind of a sexy edge to it, but not over encumbering, and it's right over here in across from the Hyatt. So we'll hopefully be hearing about them opening their doors to the public in the next week or two. They're just trying to make it look. Okay, what else is going on? Shall we go into...
Wow, a couple things going on.
I was going to say, I know. Michael, we've got it. Well, actually, Michael, let's go ahead and have you tell us about your new barrage of what you're doing, and then bust into your topic.
Well, so first off, I finally got a business card. And called Boulevard. Thank you.
We love Boulevard.
And it's kind of a clever. I think it is anyway. So it's called Boulevard, but it's a place for friends to meet on at the intersection of food and beverage.
I love
so.
It. That's really savvy of you.
But what I do is a lot of things. Is I do classes. I do food and wine pairing classes and education classes that way. I also do. I can also be hired as a person who can do specialty handcrafted martinis and cocktails.
Yes, you are quite the
mentor. I'm sure he's chit chatting.
Which, by the way, you owe a social family
a drink. Yes, I do. I've got something special coming up to keep your eyes and ears open. And for your listeners, so if you're here, you experience not only the broadcast, but you also get to experience the cocktails, too, and the drinks. And we have some wonderful wines that we're sampling here. Wow, if you wanted to try some really good wine, you should have been here today.
And you still can be. If you're anywhere in the area, you need to pop
in
to Better Nordstrom Cellars.
I have an event.
Yes, and we need to get Morgan. Have you tell us about your event both locally and if somebody's going to be traveling, where they need to come and see you. You want to go ahead and tell us now?
Sure, because, you know, make people wait.
Why don't you throw a teacher out there? You're so good at that. See, I love you. I absolutely adore you.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone is standing in silence. Okay, so today being socially art savvy, we're going to chat about how to be savvy in the art world, whether it be in a gallery or in live performances. And to do that, we're going to introduce Gunnar Nordstrom, the owner of Gunnar Nordstrom Gallery here. And we're going to chat a little bit about what's acceptable and unacceptable, socially acceptable and unacceptable. When you're coming, we're going to start off when you're coming into an art gallery, and then we're going to move to Lily about when you're attending a live artistic expression event.
And this is brought to you by Zip Biz.
Yes, it is.
Here's Gunnar. Hey, LD, thank you.
Of course. Thank you for having us. You're always such a fabulous, gracious host.
Always great to have you here.
Oh, okay. Okay, so today's socially acceptable. Now, you and I chatted a little bit about this. Socially acceptable is the part where we try to encourage, typically, whenever people are out socially, there's all these questions because it's not boundaries like there used to be. You always knew what was expected. Back when our grandparents were alive, they had the little etiquette books on the side of their bed. Everybody read it. They knew what was expected of them. If they were going to socialize, they were educated. We don't have that. So now we're trying to kind of flounder our way through and give people guidelines of what can make them more comfortable and allow them to feel like they can experience things even if they aren't what you would consider quote-unquote educated. So when it comes to art, we talk a little bit about bringing children into the art galleries. And I think, you know, typically, especially having had boys, I was always very, very nervous about it because the first thing I thought was going to China shop. And so anytime I saw a gallery, I was like, no, let's go to the park. So tell us a little bit about, you had a really unique perspective on your art gallery, some of the artists, or not artists, but the other art gallery owners you know, in having children come to your gallery.
Well, let's use your boys as an example first. they've become a part of the gallery. You know, each and every one of them at different stages of their youthful lives have somehow or another taken on an interest in artwork, and that was because they were brought in here, and they were brought in here by you as parents.
That's true.
They didn't wander in necessarily by themselves. Now, I'm going on 30 years as an art dealer. After spending nearly 20 years in downtown Kirkland, on a very, very busy boulevard with people walking by on an ongoing basis, lots of kids have come in with their families since they were, if not born, certainly barely able to walk. And those have been an ongoing participant in coming to the gallery. And that shows you something that a parent who has vision about educating their children into something that might not be ordinary. Fortunately, Seattle, you know, we all grew up, if there was a gallery, you know, 25 miles away, chances are it was a museum as opposed to a retail art gallery.
That's true.
We never got to really go through them very much. And now, Seattle certainly, and Kirkland in particular, where we had 17 galleries in the 90s, you have lots of visibility. In today's world, right, you know, 2011, where budgets are being cut, schools are losing a lot of funding, art programs, music programs, phys ed programs are all being cut. And so as a parent, it's really important to educate your children outside of that, and bringing them into a gallery is a very easy way to do that. Not everything is for everybody, and that's part of learning about artwork is accepting what somebody else does, or maybe asking a question, why was that done, or how was that done? And so it makes it a little more interesting, but it takes a parent to really take a young child, or even a youthful child, like Gabriel, for example. You know, he hangs out here pretty comfortably. Doreen does, too.
Yeah, well, and considering the art that we had up the last couple of months, the partial news and stuff, I was really amazed at my boys walk around. You know, and we worked hard to try to educate them and give them, I mean, my husband had gone to Europe when he was younger and tried to have a little bit more of a worldly outlook on it. Instead of the pointing and laughing, they are cognizant and aware, but they have found their way in how to navigate around it. And if it makes them uncomfortable, they just steer away from it, you know, or if they're curious, they'll stand there and look, you know, they don't act. I guess they don't act their age when they're around art that would typically make somebody their age uncomfortable.
You know, that's really funny about age being uncomfortable is that I probably had more
adults.
40 to 50 year old pointing and teasing and making jokes as I ever would have any children in here. Found it, you know, maybe quietly interesting to look at, but the adults that still acted like clovers were pretty funny.
Yeah, you have to wonder. Okay, so one of the other things that is very socially acceptable is to ask a lot of questions, because art is interpretive. I think a lot of people, when they come in, they feel like if they ask questions about, okay, so would this be considered contemporary? Would it be considered classic? You know, Victorian? I mean, I don't even know if I'm using the right word. That's how, you know, out there I can be sometimes when it comes to art. But you guys don't mind explaining that.
No, that's my job. Part of being an art dealer is not only from a sales standpoint, but certainly from an education standpoint. And having an education myself, with a degree in education, I taught school, so I have a little bit of interest in doing that. It makes it a lot more interesting when somebody approaches you and asks a question, and it doesn't have to be about sales. It's, you know, we're here, we're showing beautiful things. And again, not for everybody, but part of that is, you know, enriching your life and asking questions about a particular piece, why it's abstract, or
what is it?
Whatever, exactly.
I know, I walk in here, I'm like, okay, so what would that be called? It's a tree. It's pretty. How about that? Oh, yeah.
That would be a derriere.
That would be a derriere behind me.
A blue one.
Yes, it's got blue and orange. But yeah, the different expressions, I think it's important for people to realize that you as gallery owners want people to ask the question.
Well, education is a key part of selling anything. And the more information you have, the smarter your decisions are going to be. And when you ask questions, you frequently will find an answer that you weren't expecting. And in that answer will come some sort of realization, I never looked at it that way. I never thought about that. And all of a sudden, it becomes something different, and you may like it. So that education process, and that's not only for children, that's for adults as well.
Well, I think the word educate needs to be romanced more, because I think we forget that in education, it's an awakening and an exploration of adventure and new things to come for each individual person, whatever journey they want to take with it. And we view education as this structured, formal thing, when truly education is just about broadening your experiences, your lifestyle, what you want, or what you want to pass on to somebody else.
No,
it's for all ages. It is.
And it's ongoing. I always tell people, they always say, so are you done with school? I'll never, 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 never. I can always learn something. Even at Camp Vera, I learn more things about art. Just everyday life, you always learn.
I think a lot of times people are just afraid to ask.
Terrified. You know, absolutely terrified.
And art and just life in general, you know, just, if you're just humble enough to ask, you know, I don't, or say, hey, I don't know, I'm coming to you with an open mind, that just, you know, people love that, you know. I'm sure, it's, you know, in the wine industry, people would be know-it-all and try to educate you, or people who are like, you know, hey, you know, this is a really wonderful wine, you know, how do you do that? How do you, I get this flavor profile. How do you get that? And the winemakers just get, oh, that, and you're like, oh, you know, and same with the artist, you know, same thing, you know, and Gunnar's that artist in here. And I talk to them, what inspired you to make a painting like that? And they just like light up and they just love that. They'll tell you what it is. And if you're just humble enough to just ask, you'll gain so much more experience out of that than anyone would have if they came in and said, well, yeah, I don't know that.
Well, art brings the true expression of socializing.
How is that we have people in this room who are retailers in a retail type of business who found a philanthropy within their business and an inclusiveness in their business? And it's just so wonderful that you're opening your doors to people who wouldn't otherwise necessarily have access to you.
Yeah, it's purely philanthropic these days.
It's like anything else, I have to have a security. Okay, on that note, socially unacceptable, which is brought to you by Pop Chips. Never baked, never fried, never baked, Pop Chips. And we know I love socially unacceptable because it's my way of backhanding the itch. I'm going to say it. It is socially unacceptable to voice opinions in a rude or crude fashion. Art is interpretive, so be sensitive. And if you walk up to something and it doesn't have any appeal for you, the worst thing that you can do, because number one, it makes you look like a complete ass. But more importantly is if you voice an opinion and it is done in a rude and a crude way, and the person next to you is learning and exploring their art and actually appreciating the artist's work or the artist's expression, and you have a negative connotation and they were relating to it, now you've killed something in somebody. Now you've done more damage than you could possibly even imagine with just a couple of rude and inexcusable words. So when you're in these situations, if you don't have an appreciation or you do not want an appreciation, do not show up. But again, being social is being around people, means that you want to be around people and you want to be a part of socializing. If you don't, then remove yourself. Don't subjugate other people to your rudeness.
You know, that happens in wine as well.
A lot.
And it's interesting because we're so passionate about our cause. I sometimes forget about the wine part, about the art of winemaking, because, you know, when I first started doing this with Stacy, she had been working with the Will for quite some time. And I was the odd duck out. I didn't know how to sell anything.
You do not look like an odd duck.
you know, just selling things was just very foreign to me.
Uh-huh.
And the wine business was foreign to me. So really, I had to take it from a different perspective. I never thought of selling wine. I always thought of giving education. And
yeah,
it just made it so different. And when someone said, I really don't like your wine, I was like, wine? What?
Oh, yeah.
That's okay.
Right. Yeah.
But do you like education?
Yeah.
This might not be your flavor, but maybe you can give it as a gift to someone whose flavor it is.
Exactly.
Different story, right?
Yeah, no, but I think that's a good point. So much of life is interpretive. So much of, I mean, you can grow up as sisters in the same household and typically will like exactly opposite things. I did fragrance modeling, for example, for one particular line, and they made a sister fragrance. And it was truly a sister fragrance because if best friends or sisters came in and one of them liked one, I would show the other one the other. I wouldn't even let, and they would go, oh, I like that one. Oh, I like that one. It's like, of course you do. Because that was understanding that that's just the dynamics of people. Well, you know, take that one step further and understand that the people around you, it's their differences that we celebrate. If we're all like a newborn, everything would be the same. So be savvy, be consistent. There. I'm such a little mommy. Okay, so with that, we are going to go on to our food for thought. If you're going to attend an art event and you have a heads up on it, try to do a bit of research on the subject so you can go and eat some like you say.
Absolutely. And with that said, we're going right into our next. Actually, we're going to learn our next day thing.
Yes, we are. You can't tell not where your name on your head.
You're like, okay, so.
Yes, I think there is here. One for our lovely Lil.
Yes, there are four. So, Kathy, why don't you tell us a little bit about this beautiful red in front of us?
Certainly. This is our 07 red blend. And this is a labor of love because we started with the Chardonnay. This is actually our first attempt at a red blend. And what? And I see a couple of thumbs up, which makes me very, very happy. I love this.
Oh, that's yummy.
It's actually predominantly Syrah Merlot blend, but it also has a sweetness, and that's from the Sangiovese.
That's what it is.
Okay.
And a little
Cab Franc. So it's a unique blend, and every time I tell people about the blend, they haven't heard of it before. And there's a big reason for that. So 07, as most people know here in Washington, was a fantastic year.
Tremendous.
Yeah, for all varietals. So we were fortunate enough to get our pick of the best fruit in 07. And this is the result. I'm very thrilled about it.
So when did you start doing red? I remember you were just
here.
This year. Okay,
yeah.
So that was when you were on the show. That was the release of your red.
Yes, and it's been very successful. We're thrilled to do it. We want to do it again. You know, and blends are so unique. Every time you come out with a new blend, it's going to be a little different.
Well, and they're tricky. I did a blending contest that really kind of opened up my eyes about when you're trying to, you know, add these flavors and try to find a balance that's going to be palatable, and then take it one step further and be something that, you know, a large quantity of people are just going to fall in love with. You there's a lot of weight on your shoulder
when you're rolling the dice.
That's
what it's about. And we are very involved in all of our trial tastings. So we go through about 4 years for each bottle, for each varietal. And with the blend, it was no exception. And the play just going along, I kept thinking, oh my gosh, this is it. This is so perfect. And it kept getting better and better as we went through the trial. And by the time we were done, you know, it was in the bottle for a while. And it turned out just wonderful.
So you guys have two wines right now.
We only have two wines. And we're probably going to stick with the two wines. You know, there are two of us, and it's a
good balance.
It's a great balance. I mean, we always wanted to keep it simple because we, you know, we don't have any employees. It's just Stacy and I working from our home offices.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I get to do the accounting.
So two SKUs are better than 20.
Yes. Well, and two very well-done SKUs with a very fabulous compliment.
And that, thank you. And that was really part of it, too. We wanted to make sure that we did this super well. And so to create more varietals would just be a lot more work.
We really wanted to keep it simple so that we could focus on the educational part as well.
It's a wonderful red. I mean, you know, and blending is always fun, even from a winemaker standpoint. This is one of those light, balanced wines that's just, you know, got good acid, good tannin, you know, it's like my mouth puckers from the acid, you know, just like, it just like cherries, it's like
it does.
Got some big cherries, and then yeah, it rounds off towards the end, and it's got some nice length on it, actually. So I don't know if this retails for, but you know, I would say it's easily at $25-$28.
Oh,
so.
You get it $3. So both of our wines retail from anywhere from $10.99 to $14.99. So they are super reasonable, and they're
one.
But there was a reason behind that pricing. We didn't want to just attract folks that could afford the higher end. We wanted people to know about education.
Mm-hmm.
And in order for us to get the word out, we had to have a wine that was reasonably priced so they could buy more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And tell the friends that it was really about that educational connection. You know, we do a lot more than just make this wine. We do a lot of talking in front of groups. Teachers, administrators, parents, students, we talk about how important education is. And if we didn't have reasonably priced wine, a lot of people wouldn't be able to, we wouldn't get in front of a lot of people.
Yeah,
that was part of the strategy involved. So with that said, what kinds of events do you guys have coming up?
Oh my gosh, do I need to go get my calendar? There is a list of things that we're going to be doing.
Why don't we have you do that? And while we're waiting for you to come with your calendar, Michael is like,
I still got a couple things.
We're going to have Michael chat on his topic.
Absolutely. So now that, you know, that I'm ready to get out there and educate you guys on a one-on-one basis, but we also have, I'm actually involved in a couple different things. October 21st at One World, we're doing a breast cancer event, and there's about 5 wineries going to be there for that. I'm representing Nephrath Winery, and I'm doing the port tasting, but I have, we're going a pink port, which is a rosé port, and we had it at the last show, 2 weeks ago, at the Wild Heart.
Yes, 2 weeks ago.
And we had a pink rosé, which actually has the breast cancer ribbon on the front of it, and a portion of that actually does go back to the Susan B. Coleman Foundation. And so this is a really good cause, bring your girlfriends out, and that's going to be from 6 to 9 October 21st, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have some chocolate and all that kind of good stuff there, so come and support, you know, and also have some good ones, and be a part of something really great, so.
That sounds delightful. I may have to just venture across that bridge. It takes a lot to get me across that
bridge. Well, you know, with the closure of 520, and then now that I see there's a closure, you know, going northbound now, for fun, like, geez.
Speaking of the bridge, update on the toll. The toll will not be starting until December, so get your jump on across that bridge before
that cross these nights. All right.
Yeah.
Don't cross these nights.
You can cross these
nights. Okay, don't cross
these nights. December.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're gonna expand this a little bit and talk about artistic expression.
on kind of providing art and entertainment at a reasonable price. And, oh, there I am. Hi, guys.
feel uncomfortable.
maybe take that mentoring role on and try to help step them around or through or about things in a way that's going to make them more comfortable.
You know, I agree. It's really, you say mentoring. There are some people that just aren't in an environment to know what to do in those social situations.
Most of us.
Right. And so what I always say is listen a little bit louder.
Yeah.
And pay attention to your surroundings and learn from others.
Well, my favorite phrase is God graced us with two ears and one mouth and sense of proportionateness.
Yeah.
And so we shall move on.
That thing brought to you by. Always smart. Always fashionable. Always
okay, now I'm going to be so blessed. Thank you very much.
I'm actually getting really good at this.
Okay. Talk about walking into probably one of my uncomfortable. We did a show from an adult store 2 weeks ago. There's some words that I just don't use. They're the accepted words, but every time they said them, I just cringed, and they just thought it was great. I think I handled it really well. I had a good sense of humor about it. And if you think you do, you have to.
You have to. Oh, we're not going to go into this word. This is artistic expression. This is not adult content.
Okay, so the Dentist Report brought to you by last week. No, I'm kidding.
You actually read that.
No, I was wondering if you could attend
that. Well, you started reading.
Right. last week, I got the pleasure of bouncing around to a couple of different events, and Cork and Canvas is one of the events that runs rampant, and they do such a great job of taking wine and art and putting them together. And one of the things, a lot of people are really intimidated about drawing or painting art, and I happen to be one of the major ones. I need art. I could not draw a stick figure. I'm absolutely horrific. I can take pictures. I can make jewelry. I can do all these other things. I can DJ, but you put stuff in front of me and I'd like start drooling. And I have to give Cork and Canvas a lot of credit because they get that glass of wine into you. They have fabulous artists, and you walk out with something that you can hang on the wall. So if you're looking for something new, something fun to do with girlfriends, they've done birthday parties, bachelor parties. All kinds of shindigs. It's really fun, and they are everywhere from Apex Winery to Volvina Martini Bar, Urban Enoteca, Brooke Walters. They are in all kinds of different venues, so some fun and different to check out. Bellevue City Flowers over here had their 8th annual Halloween Spectacular open house on Thursday evening the 15th with champagne and Halloween treats. I tell people about this because if you like Halloween and you want to take it a notch, take it a step up, these are two who take artistic expression in Halloween to an entirely new level. I mean, they have things rotating and bouncing and light filming. They do the same thing with Christmas and Easter. And so if you're looking for fabulous decorating ideas for the holidays, pop over here to Bellevue, to the city forest, and they are actually in, I believe, bouncing between second and third place for Best of Washington. If you're so get in there and vote for them, they are fabulous. We love them. I attended the Bellevue Nordstrom's Cosmetics Fashion Trend Show this week. Took some photos of it, that was posted up, and wow. I mean, the
trend.
Oh, mascara, 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 everything. Mascara is so huge this year. The 1920s trick from the movies with white eyeliner is back again. And that was considered a staple. It's with white eyeliner, you put it on the bottom shelf of the eye, and it pops your eye looking more open. And if you have redness or if you're something's going on,
oh my God,
men use this all the time. Men will use this too because it's actually not a quote-unquote makeup trick. It is an appearance enhancer or corrector. And so we went over that. And
not to derail that, but I was firmly convinced that was a drag queen trick. I'm so sad.
No, it's from the black and white movies in the 20s is where it originated. And so when you look at the black and white movies, when you look at them, you'll go, oh, okay, now I see it. But until you knew that, you did never see it. It was one of their ways. They used the liquid liner on the top and the white liner on the on the shelf in the bottom to pop the eye.
I'm so good at shopping at this.
So the trade show was fabulous. It was a lot of fun. They had Frederick Lakai, a personal assistant, in talking about hair products, which that's a little trend, and I know Mr. Michael is going to love this because it's a hairspray trick.
Oh, hey, that's hair.
I guess say, a lot of people.
I had the mohawk, I had all kinds of stuff.
He had it all. They had the trick. All of us spray our hair, and what we didn't realize is when you spray it and around in a circle, kind of like, you know, going around and you're spraying, you're actually putting a net of hairspray and flattening your hair. So they went over how to actually properly apply.
Wait a minute, how do you do it? Because I do the net.
You're supposed to pull it up. You're supposed to pull it up and spray. And then it helps to
I used to do that. I had a flock of seagulls look.
Oh my gosh.
And I put my head down.
Upside down.
And I would just hang it all up, you know, wrap my hair up a little bit. And then I would spin it in and I'd hairspray it. And I had a pick. And I would pick it up, you know, pick it out. And then I took a book and I would like flatten it down. And it looked like it was so cool.
Okay.
It would take me about
Michael,
45 minutes to do my hair. But it was like, I could wake up the next day and it would still look the same.
Oh, yeah.
It was cool.
Those are the great trends. And so I would encourage people, when you have the fashion, the Nordstrom does a great job with their fashion trend shows for fall and for spring. So next time, if you didn't catch up, the tons of tricks. I'm going to be trying to put up some of the stuff that they did over the next couple of weeks as tips and tricks of the trade. So, you know, keep your ears and eyes on it. Okay, coming up this week, we're going to go ahead and start with our lovely Kathy to tell us some of her events coming up. And then we're going to pass on to Lily, and she's going to let us know about some of her stuff coming up, and then we'll give you some of the local stuff coming up.
Okay, so O-Lines, we have a couple of really fun events this week. On Friday, we have a double dipper. So we have an event at Deloitte & Touche, and it's a women's event that we're going to be sharing our wine and our story with. Same night, we're also going to be at Wells Fargo in Kirkland.
Ooh, what's going on there?
Same thing, women's event. We're going to be sharing our wine. And in fact, the gal that called me on that was a girl that was on the tennis team with me at the University of Washington. I hadn't talked with her in years, and got the call, and she said, hey, I know what you're doing. We'd love to hear from you. And so those are the kinds of things that really go a long way for O-Y, to get in front of groups and actually be able to pour the wine and tell our story.
So you know, let me be real quick. If somebody was interested in getting a hold of you, what kind of, I mean, how far, you guys are booked all the time, so what kinds of events you really are close to your heart that you like to jump into, and how much lead time?
Well, you know, I'm a little insane that way because it's really, really hard for me to say no when it comes to anything that has to do with education.
I should have called you last week.
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, it's really, Stacey and I get probably, I want to say 20 calls a week, emails, people asking us to support them in some way or another. And, of course, most of the types of events that we like to do are around education. However, Stacey and I both have our pet charities, our friends get a hold of us. Like I said, it's really difficult for me to say no. And so what I would say is, you know, give us an email, send us an email, give us a call, and I look at everything. And Stacey and I have a staff meeting once a week, and we discuss all the asks, and if it fits within our time schedule and what we're passionate about, it's really hard to say no.
Wow, I love it.
Yeah, we love to help people.
Yay. Okay, so Wells Fargo, what's next?
Okay, so
I want to know.
And then we have a speaking engagement with the philanthropic educational organization in Kirkland. We're going to do that on the 26th. On the 30th and the 1st of October, we're going to be at the Seattle Costco.
Oh.
And we're going to do a bottle signing there.
Oh, well, can get their bottles. Okay, I'm going to have to come get bottles.
Yes, please do. And we've been...
I have a particular surprise in mind.
Ooh, wonderful. Well, we've been supporting Costco now for the last several weeks. We're also going to be at Costco in Woodinville on October 7th and 8th doing the same thing, signing bottles and talking to people about education and what we're doing. We have a really big event coming up on October 13th, and this is with the Lux magazine, which, you know, it's just...
The magazines are loving you.
It's an elegant magazine. They approached us. They're going to be doing a chef cook-off.
Oh, is Bobby Moore going to be coming up for you?
No, I hope so.
I do too.
got to cover him when shoot when he was at the cave for the Washington Lions Maker Center Festival de Gala. He is such a charm.
Well, and he's such a huge supporter of O-Lines and of a lot of different causes. So we really appreciate any time he can be involved in them. Even he may, but I don't want to.
I know we don't want
to cat out of the bag. Yes.
Bobby, we're hoping.
Yeah, and that, by the way, that event is going to the beneficiary of the event is going to be O-Lines. So all of the proceeds are going to go toward our scholarship foundation, which we're so thrilled about. So that's cool. Keep that date in mind.
Yay.
And there are a ton of other things. I don't want to keep talking all day, but we've got things going on for the next.
Well, we'll start getting you, once Socially Savvy gets this calendar up, then we'll be incorporating you into the calendar.
Thank you.
So we're very, very excited. It's a lot of work, and we had hoped to launch it a week and a half ago. And those plans fell through, but I really do believe that there's a reason for everything. So we're going to be restructuring the events and hopefully launch in the next conference.
Well, thank you. We'll be sure to send you our events because there are a lot. We love the support.
Yay.
Okay, Lil, tell us about your event.
Quick thing. I'll be back at the Triple Door October 6th, 7th, and 8th with the Thomas Palm Show.
I talked about you guys here last week.
Anyone who is a science fiction fan should come down. I didn't know anything about science fiction.
She does.
So this show. I'm not going to tell you which planet I am.
Ooh. I'm betting it's famous.
Yeah. Future.
Okay, so
that was easy.
I know. You're the perfect Venus.
No, totally on that.
We have the show that goes on the air, and we have the after show that's like in the background. When you don't show up, you can miss it. Okay, so upcoming, we have Chick Chat and their Get Your Spa On Foray at Boat Salon, September 21st from 6 to 9. Bring your best gal pal for this fun girl's night out. Uber hip and well respected, both lawn. It's a night all about pampering indulgence and partying for a purpose. Then, of course, I know. Hey, you know what? I'm not there yet. Just, I know you're too excited. Our Michael is the mixologist.
I know.
It was so much fun just making you wait. Then, Cork here across the way. It's got his little black dress party Saturday, September 24th from 7:30 to 1 a.m. Of course, wear your little black party dress and come have some fun with it. Cool. Providence O Christmas Tree Signature Cocktail Contest Tuesday, September 20th. It is sold out at Urban Inner Checkout. If you had hopes of getting in, you could possibly email them, but we're just happy that they're sold out. We love that. Okay, Mr. Michael?
Yes.
Anything else?
Who told that? You know about the signature cocktail contest.
I know, I have one too, but yeah.
Actually, no, I think I pretty much covered it.
Okay. Well, if you love wine events, don't forget to check out WoodenvilleWineCountry.com to find out all the fun going on in the Woodenville tasting room. So, to end this lovely out, we want to thank all of our Socially Savvy fans and remind you to be sure to like us on Facebook. You'll be entered into drawings at the end of the month for prizes from our sponsors, like this fabulous signed bottle from O-Line and two signed bottles that we're going to be giving away this next month. We announce the beginning of the month. Good luck, and go to facebook.com/sociallysavvy to like us and be entered in the prize. We want to thank our sponsors for this show. Center Nordstrom's Pop Chips, Pop Beer, Sweet Talk Wife, Fizz, Eye Candy Lash Boutique, Cascade Ice, Fuse, and Bellevue Nordstrom's Cosmetics. They threw in some fabulous samples in this wipe. I wish, yes, Kathy, you'll be getting them. Thank you. Did you have that white stuff you were talking about? The white stuff?
The white.
No, white.
The drag queen,
yeah. Go by the way.
And now we need to
come up with the drag queen. So thank you everybody for being a part of the show, and Lily, we so look forward to having you on the show in the future on a regular basis. And thank you for being with us, Kathy, and thank you again, guys, for being such a great location. Everybody have a socially savvy week, and be nice. Drink well.
Drink social. Drink socially. Bye.
Well,
yeah.
That was pretty fun.
That was a great show.
If they had heard